Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. We seek to lift up Jesus, who brings light into a darkened world. Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance on this Mother's Day weekend. And I don't know about you, but I can testify today that I would not be where I am spiritually were it not for a godly mother who prayed for me. I remember those nights when she would gather all five of the Lohman siblings around what we call the family altar, and we would have devotions, and Mother would read the Bible, and then we would pray. And my mother knew how to pray. And I'm so thankful for those memories that I have of my mom. She's been with the Lord now for almost 23 years. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for a godly mother. I hope you have a wonderful weekend as you celebrate this special weekend with family and friends. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for our listening audience. And I pray that you would be with each family as they gather, with each mother that might be listening today. Not everyone had the benefit of a godly mother, but mothers are special, and I want to thank you for those that toe the line, that serve you, that lived in front of their children in a godly way. Bless them, I pray. I pray for this radio program. I pray for Lohman Ministries. I pray for the services in which we'll be involved this weekend at Charity Baptist Church in High Point, North Carolina. I pray that you would supply the need for the ministry. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I noted in my prayer, I am in High Point, North Carolina this weekend, Mother's Day Sunday, at Charity Baptist Church. It's a place we go almost every Mother's Day, at least we have for the last several years. We're going to be there for both services, morning and evening, then May 21 to 24, Oak Hill, West Virginia, at the Church of the Nazarene. So I cover your prayers as I travel to these various locations, preaching the Word of God, involved in revival meetings and special services. It'll mean so much if you'll pray for us. Also, it'll mean a lot if you would take just a few minutes to write us a letter and enclose a gift so we can stay on your radio station. Hard to believe that we've been on the air almost 86 years. About a year ago, we celebrated our 85th anniversary, and now we're well into 86 years of broadcasting the gospel. So would you help us stay on your radio station? You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, LohmanMinistries.org. You can give there as well. May God bless you as you listen today.
Question number two, what is your attitude towards sin? What's your attitude towards sin? How do you feel about sin? Have you embraced the typical evangelical church's attitude towards sin? Well, it's out there. It's something I can't have complete control over. I'm just going to have to manage sin, do the best I can. I'm just going to have to try a little harder tomorrow. Can't really do a whole lot about it. Is that your attitude towards sin? Because, friend, that's the prominent attitude in most churches out there. They don't have the right biblical attitude towards sin. But I would direct you to the Word of God, because we're going to be held accountable to the Word of God. And the Word of God says this, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will sin a little bit. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. But if anybody does sin, notice the word if. It's important you see that, because if denotes the possibility of not. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. The truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys the word, love for the God, for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness, 1 John 3, 4, and 6. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him, Jesus, is no sin. No one, now here it is. Here's the clincher. This is the bottom line statement of the passage. No one who lives in him, Jesus, keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. In his Nazi prison cell, a man by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer made the observation that most people aren't worried about sin. The imprisoned pastor wrote in February of 1944, it often fills me with shame to see how readily men demean themselves for a bit of gossip, how they prate incessantly about their own affairs to people who don't deserve it and who hardly even listen. And he says, the strangest thing is about it, they have no regard whatsoever for truth. All they want to do is talk about themselves. People here aren't worried about sin, whether their own or anyone else's. If you don't remember anything else I say today regarding sin, mark this down. It is imperative that you make up your mind in advance how you deal with the possibility of sin. Make up your mind now how you're going to deal with the temptation to sin, because it's going to come. Make up your mind now, this is how I will handle the possibility of sin. When Satan brings temptation into my life, I make up my mind now that I will not cave in to what Satan says. I know now that God will sufficiently provide for me everything that I need to deal with sin when it's positioned before me. What's your attitude toward sin? How'd you do with that one? Question 3. Are you an obedient servant? Are you an obedient servant? 1 John 3. We've already read part of this. Let's read it again. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. Yes. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or know him. 1 John 5:18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. Look at the commandments of God. Throughout the Bible, they're talked about. And you go by all the way back to the Old Testament, to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And you know they're listed there. We know them as the 10 commandments. And someone said, well, you can't keep them. I beg to differ. You can keep them. Certainly not in your own strength, but you can keep the 10 commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I can make up my mind. There's not going to be anything in my life that I'm going to put before Jesus Christ. Whether it's material or relational, nothing shall come before me and my walk with Jesus Christ. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image of any form in heaven above or earth beneath. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord. It says in the King James Version, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. All of my life, I thought that meant I cannot use profanity. I was wrong. That's not what that means. Certainly, we don't want to take the name of God and use it in a way that's disrespectful. But that commandment, this is what it means in the original Hebrew. You're not to say that you're a child of God and live in a way contrary to that relationship. Thou shalt not take God's name and apply it to yours and then go out and live it away that is a discredit to the kingdom of God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Do not covet. How you doing with that one? Are you an obedient servant living up to all the directives of God? Applying them to the way you live your life? We don't believe in multiple choice Christianity. We don't believe in pick and choose Christianity. We don't believe that we can pick certain aspects of the Bible and say, well, I like that one. But that shall we continue in sin that grace may abound part. I don't like that one. Are you an obedient servant? How'd you do with that one? Question number 4. Are you separated from the world? Are you separated from the world? Now, I know Jesus prayed over his disciples in John chapter 17. He said, Father, I pray that you would not take them from the world, but keep them from the evil that is in the world. But I also know the Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You realize that that statement there in 2 Corinthians is a reference out of Isaiah 52. It's a reference taken from Isaiah regarding Israel distancing themselves from Egypt, from bondage. In this day, and I'll celebrate, I don't say this boastingly, I just say it from a factual standpoint. July the 4th, I will celebrate my 60th spiritual birthday. 60 years a Christian, 60 years a minister of the gospel. And I'm thankful for that. But you know what I've discovered? In these last 20 years, I've discovered that I believe the greatest enemy of spiritual health and holiness can be identified with one word: worldliness. We look like the world, we act like the world, we talk like the world, we go to places the world goes, and then we expect us to have an influence in the world. There is no way you can do that if you're not separated from the world. Now, I know we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The fact of the matter is, though, we're not to enter into disobedience the way the world is living as we do it. But the problem is, we take on the flavor of the world and we hide behind that to do worldly things, and we think that we can still be a Christian as we do it. Yeah. Are you separated from the world? Love not the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man, person, woman, teenager, man loves the world, and the love of the Father is not in them. That's the word of God. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. What do you watch? What do you watch? Lust of the eyes. What do you allow to come through the eye gate? Pride of life. What do you allow to govern your life? Your own pride? Your own self-centeredness? It's not of the Father. It's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Worldliness is twofold in nature. What you do and who you are. When worldliness is allowed to creep into our lives, the door is opened for sinful behavior that will take you straight to hell. How'd you do on that one?
Thank you.
Our time has come and gone for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I do hope you'll take a few minutes to write us that letter of support so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the PayPal tab or the Venmo tab on the website. I do hope you'll find a place to worship this weekend. In the state of Illinois, I know you would be welcome at the Church of the Nazarene in Murfreesboro and Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And in the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point and Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, along with Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Flintwood Wesleyan Church, and Columbus Free Methodist Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.